Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, South Africa's telecom operators, I read, are turning to the so-called over-the-top giants, think Netflix, Showmax, even YouTube, and asking them to foot part of the bill for extending and maintaining national network infrastructure. What's their argument? Well, these platforms obviously profit from driving vast internet traffic, but as I understand it, don't contribute to the costs of keeping those very networks running. What an interesting issue. Well, I'm going to talk about it with Duncan MacLeod, who is the editor at Tech Central. And let's talk about the so-called fair share debate and what it could mean for consumers, the digital economy, and also, I guess, regulation. So, Duncan, a very warm welcome. Always good to talk to you. These large traffic generators, why are telecoms targeting them right now?
Hi, Jeremy. So I think this comes out of Europe, where operators have been lobbying very hard for this concept of fair share. They say that the so-called large traffic generators, these are companies like Netflix, Disney, Google, Apple, Microsoft, companies that send large software updates or are in the streaming video game, consumes a large amount of data. They argue that these companies should actually be paying what they call their fair share, in other words, paying the telecommunications operators to carry some of this traffic across their networks, saying that they're having a big impact on the quality and the cost of associated with delivering these services to end users. And they've been lobbying hard for this in Europe, in the EU. But actually, just in the last few days, the European Commission has said that it does not agree with this lobbying, with the viewpoint put across by the likes of Deutsche Telekom, Orange, Telefonica, and others, and have rejected it. So it looks like it's pretty much dead in Europe. But the South African operators have been lobbying through their industry association, ACT, or the Association for Comms and Technology. They've been lobbying policymakers and regulators in South Africa for a similar sort of arrangement here. I think, Jeremy, where this comes from is that telecommunications operators, particularly in Europe, have been under incredible margin pressure in recent years, particularly in Europe, I think, because it's a heavily regulated market and they don't have the opportunity to push up pricing, and perhaps they could do in other markets because of those regulations. So I think what we're seeing here is that telcos are becoming, or they fear becoming, the so-called dumb pipes of the internet, basically the infrastructure providers that deliver the high margin value adding services on top of that infrastructure, your likes of Netflix, etc., that are delivering content to end users, and they want to slice of that pie. But I can't see this flying. Consumers are already paying for their internet connections. The infrastructure is in place, and these so-called LTGs, large traffic generators, actually do contribute a lot to infrastructure. We know that Meta Platforms, for example, is investing extensively in undersea cable infrastructure. We know that Google is investing in undersea infrastructure around Africa and in terrestrial networks as well. So I think there's going to be a lot of pushback from the content providers to the telcos. And honestly, I can't see this flying in South Africa.
Duncan, do we have a sense of what the telcos, the likes of Vodacom and MTN, actually spend annually on those infrastructure upgrades?
Well, we know how much they spend on CapEx every year, the amount of money they put into their networks. MTN and Vodacom spend in the region very roughly of about 10 billion rand a year each. So it's not small amounts of money, but by the same token, they charge their end user customers for access to that infrastructure. So you and me, we pay for our fiber connection at home in order to watch Netflix over that fiber connection. What in effect they want to do is erect a toll gate between themselves and the consumer who's buying the Netflix, or between the consumer and the large traffic generator, as they call them, and collect a fee from those companies like Netflix. And they argue that they need this to continue to fund the infrastructure rollout. But the fact is they already charge end users for access to the network. So it's all very curious to me. They'll put forward a lot of technical regulatory arguments about why it makes sense. But as we've seen in Europe, it's been rejected. And I think we're going to see the same thing happen here.
Where do you think government might stand on this issue?
It's hard to know. I think we'll probably end up falling in line with the Europeans. I don't think our Minister of Communications has expressed any views on this at the moment. I have heard that the regulators are not that keen, and local regulators are not that keen on it, though I haven't engaged with them directly on the subject. So yeah, I think let's put it this way. I think the telcos, if they want to get this through, have got an uphill battle on their hands to convince regulators and policymakers that it actually makes sense.
Just theoretically, though, the fare share model, if it were to go ahead, whether we're talking about Europe or South Africa, surely has the potential, Duncan, to derail innovation or investment in that digital space.
I think what it could do is drive up prices for you and me. If Netflix, for example, is required to pay this fee to the network operators to provide services in South Africa, then they're going to pass that on to someone, and that someone is going to be you and me, because we're the ones who contract with those companies for those streaming services. So I think at the end of the day, if the telcos are successful in their lobbying and a fee like this is introduced into the South African market, that the net result will be that we pay more for our Showmax and Netflix subscriptions.
Do you think the telcos locally are going to continue to push this argument in spite of the fact that it's found no success in Europe?
Well, they've certainly been lobbying very hard up until this point. So I think the decision by the European Commission is a blow to their lobbying efforts here. But I've seen no indication yet that they're going to abandon this lobbying. I would expect it to continue, because I think they expect they can get an outcome out of it. But I think the developments in Europe probably are a bit of a blow to their lobbying efforts locally.
Yeah, please don't mess with our Netflix. Duncan McLeod, thank you very much indeed, editor of Tech Central. I appreciate you unpacking and explaining that argument. Thanks a lot.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.